What's the story like this? Choku im echod v'choku im chamisha. Like the same way, if there's two brothers, the same way when there are six brothers. Ma choku im echod. Just like when the Bechor divides up just with one other brother. Let's say there are only two boys left over. One's a Bechor, so pishnayim ki echod. So Bechor mamish gets half of the whole property, right? Pishnayim ki echod. If so, maybe af choku im chamisha. When he divides up with five people also, pishnayim ki echod, he takes half of everything. Just like when there are just two, he gets half of everything. Maybe when there are five, the same thing also. Or maybe the opposite way. Klach l'derechzu, look at the opposite way. Choku im echod v'choku im hei. A bechor gets two when he's with one brother, or when he's with five brothers. So say the opposite way. Ma choku im echod. Ma choku im echod pishnayim. Bechol ha-mechosim, av choku im hei, pishnayim bechol ha-mechosim. Maybe we'll also get pishnayim bechol ha-mechosim. So we don't know exactly which way to look at it over here. So it says, so we don't know which way to give the chalukah. So when it says Talmud Lomar like this, So which way do we look at it? So when it says Talmud Lomar, it's on the pasuk, "V'hoya b'yom hanchilu esbonov." B'yom hanchilu esbonov. It means Hatorah ripsa nachlo eitzel achim, that the Torah says an extra chalukah by the brothers. What does that mean? Ho'eino lecha lod in Koloshin Achron ela Koloshin Arishin. You only dash in the first way. That means b'yerman chilu es bonov. In other words, a Yerush is always divided up according to the children. Just the Bechor gets two portions. So rather the svar is, if there are four brothers there, we divide it up, each one gets like an equal portion. Just we make five portions here, so each one gets one of those portions, and the Bechor gets two. That's the svara. But the Bosa says, "V'hoyi b'yayim hanchilo." So Rashi says, "Kulu kroy yisayru." Those things, an extra postik over here. That's the way we darshan it. Now, v'yayim, another postik says, "O b'nei Ruvain b'chor Yisrael, ki yu ha-b'chor, o v'chol lo yitzui oviv, nitna b'choros lo v'nei Yosef." Really, Ruvain was the b'chor. When he did the chet of chilo yitzui oviv, then the b'chor was taken away and given to b'nei Yosef, ben Yisrael. V'loy lehis Yachesh Libchairo. He says, Loi Shiikra Bechor, Nitna Le Bechora, the Yerlam Ruven Kor Bechor. Not that Yosef is called the Bechor. The Bechor is really called Ruven. Elito Shnech Lokim Ki Bechor. That Yaakov now took away the Bechor from Ruven, gave it to Yosef, just means Vilchas Yerusha. That now Yosef got two Chalokim. Like we know, Menashe and Ephraim, those were two chalakim. V'yayma ki yiyo gever b'yochiv, l'nogu b'menu, v'ya b'chor l'yosef nemru, b'chor l'yosef v'nemru b'chor l'deris. Ma b'chor amur l'yosef, just like the b'chor said to Yosef, pishnayin ki echod, over there pishnayin ki echod, we know, Yosef got two portions means that the other brothers got one portion, he got two of those one portions. Because it was divided up, you know, like in 12, Levi wasn't there, so it was divided up 12, there were 11 Shvatim, and Yosef took two portions. Af Bechor Hamor L'Doris. The same way, whenever you have a Bechor dividing, L'Doris is the same thing. Pishnayim Ki Echad. It's always the same way, the way we're knowing that a Bechor gets one extra portion, that's all. No matter how many sons there are, they add on one more and divide it equally, and the Bechor gets two portions. But not that he gets half of everything. For you have another pasuk says, "Vani nasati lecho shchem echor alachecho, asher lakachtem yehra mori took from yehra mori v'chabi v'kashti." But the more v'chi v'chaboy v'kashti, lokach did he take it? For loy kvanema kile v'kashti eftach, for v'chabi lo tishem. It's not with your sword. El chabi zut tefila got it through davening. Kashti zut bakosher through be'esti from Hashem. But the more now, my we're in another point. For you have another pasuk. The chit time of all, like Rabbi Yechon Brukhu, the Yosef, Tor Shema, Uvenei Ruvain, Bechor Yisrael, Yechon Bechor and Bechor Rosa, Lagamina, one person is Bechor and Bechor Rosa, Tor Shema, Vyab Chor and Yosef, the chit time of Yosef, Gufa Mimai, Vishnan Kiachru, hey, even my Yosef, he only got one extra portion, maybe Yosef got half of everything, Tor Shema, but in the Sat Lachem Shem, Echod Alach Echo, you only got one more portion than your brothers. That's the final proof from Yosef that a Bechor only gets one extra portion. Maybe Yosef only got one extra palm tree, that's all. Omele, no. Lechem according to the Pasuk says, Ephraim and Manasseh, Reuben and Shimon you, Lee. So not that Yosef got just one extra palm tree, but Yosef's din Bechor was that Ephraim and Manasseh is Reuben and Shimon you, Lee. I mean, Ephraim and Manasseh got equal portions in the Chalukah. So in other words, from Yosef we learn out that Yosef took the Bechor means he got two portions of Eretz Yisrael. The two portions went to his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. They got the two portions. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll start over again from Nav Kuf Chav Gimel. Yeah, again, the last Shaila was that we know that a Bechor takes Pishanayim. So the question is, when the Bechor yashens his father, he gets two portions, does it mean he gets two portions out of everybody's, which means he gets half of his father's property? So in case there are five kids there, the Bechor gets half, and the other four divide up the other half. Or no, the way we know, that if there are five brothers there, so then we divide up the property like in six portions, and the Bechor gets two portions, that's all, and the other ones get their portion. That was the Shaul and the Gemara. So Gemara really said that two ways. That was the Gemara's Tumas Safran Tav again. It says a loch of a dinu. We learned this like this. So, Chalkai im Echad v'chalkai im Chamisha. That a Bechor could have only one brother, or he could have five brothers. So, ma Chalkai im Echad, just like one brother. Divided with Bechor, has only one brother. So Pishnayim Ki Echad, he takes only one extra portion, more than his brother does. So Av Chalkim Chamisha, the same way when one Bechor divides up with five brothers, Pishnayim Ki Echad, he only gets two portions, mean one more portion than the other brothers. That's all. That's one way to look at it. Oy maybe Kalach Laderech Zu, look at it this way. Chalkim Echad, a Bechor could divide up with one brother, v'chalku imhei, or he could divide up with five brothers. Maybe it's phrase like this, ma chalku imechod. Just like when he divides up with one other brother, really pishnayim b'chol anachasim. Really what he's getting is half of the whole property. But since there are only two of us, he's getting mamash half of the whole property he's getting. And you know, it's like half the property goes to the Bechor, and the other half to divide up equally. That's the way it comes out when you only have two brothers. So really, whichever way, with two brothers, each way you can look at it. So maybe, af chalku im hei, when one brother, one bechor, divides up with five other brothers, is pishnayim bechor anachasim. Maybe the story is the bechor always gets half of the father's property, and the other half left over, that's divided equally between the other five brothers. So what do? So Tom Lehm, this the Pesach says, Fahoya b'yoyim hanchilu es bonav. It's an extra Pesach that the Rashbam says, so hatoyra ribso nachla eitzel achim. As if to say that Fahoya b'yoyim hanchilu, when you give Yerusha to your children, in other words, every child gets like an equal portion. Just the Bechor gets two of those portions. If so, ho'ein alecha lodon kaloshen achrim, we should not say the Samara the way the last way we wanted to say it, that the Bechor gets half of the whole property, and the rather Koloshan Arishan. We should say the Samara is like the first way we wanted to say it, that the Bechor only gets one extra portion over the other brothers, but not that he gets half of the whole property, he only gets one extra portion. That's one proof. For Yom, another proof is the Pasuk of Yom that says, Ubnei Ruvain Bechor Yisrael, Kiyua Bechor, that really Ruvain was the firstborn. But Uvechaloloi Yitzu Yaviv, when he did the Chet by moving out the bed, is Nitnu Bechoros Levna Yosef Ben Yisrael. Yaakov took away the Bechor from Ruvain and gave it to Yosef. Now, Veloilis Yachesh Lebechor, and not that really the Bnei Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh are really called Bechorim. Avada the Bechor is the Ruvain, just that they take two portions. In other words, Yosef had a halacha like a Bechor for Nachla. So we see also how much did Yosef took? His two brothers, his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, they took two portions. So see, a Bechor just gets like one extra portion, that's all. Not that they got half of the chalukah of Yaakov. That's another proof, that a Bechor only gets one extra portion.
V'yermer Nosa Pasuk says, Ki Yehuda govar bi'echov u'lenogid mimenu v'yabachor relu Yosef nemro. The Bechor was said to Yosef. So what does this mean to say? Bechor relu Yosef. It says Bechor to Yosef. Now when Yosef took over the Bechor, how much did Yosef get? His two sons took two portions. So you see, you only get one extra portion. If so, v'nemru b'chor l'daris. It also says the pasha the b'chor takes pishnayim l'daris. If so, ma b'chor hamur l'yosef. Just like the b'chor bar says by Yosef. Means pishnayim kiechod, the Menashe and Ephraim. Just got one extra portion af b'chor hamur l'daris. L'daris, whenever you have a b'chor yashning his father, it's also the same svara of pishnayim kiechod, that the Bechor just gets one extra portion over the other brothers. V'yayim, another pasuk in Bereishis that says, V'ani nosati lechem shchem echad alachecho, asher lekachta miyad ha'amori b'char b'yivakashti. That he says that what that Yaakov Avin was telling Yosef, I'm giving you one extra land, I'm giving you Shchem. Now for the Gemara, did Yaakov really take it with sword and with fighting? Says, I don't have trust in my bow and arrow. The chabu is my sword, that didn't help me. Rather, the pasuk means chabu zu tefila, that Yaakov Avinu davened. Kashti zu bakoshi, begged Hashem. Yeah. So says also here that he gave Yosef one shchem, he gave out the b'chor one extra portion, that's all. Mashma, that a b'chor only gets one extra portion, that's all. Now the Gemara says, my v'yomer, what do we need so many rice for? What's wrong with the first one? V'chitem, maybe you tell me, hold the Rebbe Yechonim Ebrukahu the Yasa, maybe the first pasuk that says, for hoya b'yom han chilu as bonov, does not mean to say that a b'chor just takes one more portion. But maybe it's like the Yechon Mabruka says, like we'll have later on, that says a father could give one son everything. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. So Tashma, come I bring another proof. It says, Ubnei Ruvain b'chor Yisrael, that really they were the b'chor. And it was given over to Yosef. How much did Yosef get? Two portions. So you see, a b'chor just gets one extra portion. The chi time maybe b'chorim mi b'chorosa legamrinim. Maybe we all learn from Yosef. There it says lashon of b'chorosai, and all over it says the word b'chora. So maybe we can't learn out. Tashma no. It says a pasuk by Yosef also v'yah b'chora li Yosef. Not just b'chorosai, but the word b'chora also applies to Yosef. The chi time maybe you tell me Yosef gufo mi mai de pishnayim kiyecheru. How do you know that Yosef also received just one extra portion, maybe received more than that? Tashma, come in here. V'ani nosati lecho shchem echad alachecho. Mashmachle, Yosef got only one more portion, more than his brothers. So that's what it says clearly by Yosef, that he only received one more portion than his brothers. Oh, Malera popular abaya. Ema maybe dikla biyamo. Maybe only Yaakov gave Yosef an extra palm tree. Maybe Shechem just means an extra palm tree, that's all. He didn't give him really a whole city, maybe. Oh, Malay, Alecha, Makron, you, the pasuk says no. Ephraim, Menashe, Kiruvim, Vishimin, Yuli. That Ephraim and Menashe is mamish like Ruvim, Vishimin. Says the end pasuk clearly that says that Yosef took over the Bechira. How did Yosef get the Bechira? His two sons, Ephraim and Menashe, took over. How many portions did they get? Two portions like Reuben and Shimon. This is the final proof, and that's halach l'maisa, that a b'chor, all he gets is one extra portion. If there are five brothers there, one of them is the b'chor, we divide up all the Yerusha in six equal parts, the b'chor gets two of those portions, and the other four brothers gets one apiece. That's the maskana from that Ephraim and Menashe, Yosef and Reuben. Nothing more says, Boy minei Rav Chelboy Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. Ma'ro Yaakov, how come Yaakov, what was fitting, what did Yaakov see? She'not al b'chorah m'ruvain, that he took away the b'chorah from Reuven, he didn't get two portions. V'nitna li Yosef, how come he gave it to Yosef? So Rav says,
Ma Ruah, what did he see? Like, what did Reuven do wrong? It said already. Uvechanullah Yitzur Yaviv. When he took out the bread, his wife's bread, from his father. Says so, it says the chet, what Reuven did wrong. Eller, rather, the question is like this. Ma Ruah Shenitna LeYosef. How come Yaakov gave the Bechorah to Yosef? Out of all his sons, why did he pick Yosef? So Mar says, Poshit. Em Shalucha Moshe Loma Davadoyma. I'll give you an example to what it's like. Labala bayis shegodo yosim, like a balabayis that raised an orphan. Betoich basin in the middle of his house. Because really at the end of his life, Yaakov was like lost. That Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim and Yosef fed Yaakov for the last 17 years. So Yaakov was like a yosim, like an orphan in the house of Yosef the last 17 years in Mitzrayim that Yosef fed his father Yaakov. So therefore, what happened now is, Liyomim later on, Hesher Oysa Yosim, this orphan that the Balabas raised, later became rich. The Yomar, now, it's only normal, what should the Yosim say? Ahanayil Balabais Menechosai. Let me give some pleasure, let me give some property that I own to the Balabas that raised me. It's the same thing here also. Since Yosef took care of his father Yaakov the last 17 years in Mitzrayim, so therefore, when Yaakov now took away the Bechorah from Reuven, who should he give it to? He gave it to Yosef, that took care of him for the last 17 years. Omelet, the Gemara says back, V'ilav dechot the Reuven mashma then, if Reuven would have not done this chet, then he would have not taken away the Bechorah from Reuven, so then, le'mahana le'yosef le'madoyim, is a good svar that Yosef shouldn't receive anything, because according to your mashal, Yaakov like owes something back to Yosef. So here it happened to be that Reuven did a chet. But Mashmi, if he would have done the chet, he wouldn't have given the Bechorah. So then the Bechorah is something else. Yaakov should give Yosef. There should be something else. So El is like this. El Rabbi Yonasan Rabbach said back to him, your Rabbi, Rabbi Yonasan, Loi Kachoma. That's not what he said. But rather he said like this. This is the Pshat in Yaakov Avinu. Really, the Bechorah was supposed to come out from Rachel. In other words, really, Rachel was supposed to give birth first to Yosef, and really Yosef was supposed to be the Bechorah. Te'chsev, the Pasuk says, Elu Todes Yaakov Yosef. The children of Yaakov, it says Yosef, he was really supposed to be the Bechorah. Ella, how come Leah gave birth first? Shekodmosa Leah Barachmin. Because Leah davened to Hashem Barachimim, that's why she was zeichet to have children first. But the mitarch tznius, but the machta tznius, the modesty, shehoisa bob rochel that rochel had, herzira kodesh rochelo, kodesh rochel gave it back to him. In other words, the fact that Yaakov had to pay back Yosef because he fed him for 17 years, he paid him back some other way, not out the Bechorah. The reason why the Bechorah went back to Yosef is for a different reason altogether. For this pshat now. My kodmosa Leah Brachim, what does it mean? That the reason why Leah had the kids first, because she davened to Hashem, we were the Rachimim. The Pasuk says, V'einei Leah Rakas. The eyes of Leah were crying. Crying red. For the moment, my Rakas, what does it mean to say they were red? Elay Marakas Mamish, they're weak from crying. For the Gemara, is that nice? Efsha Begnus. Behema Temeya, Ledibra Kosef. When the Torah talks about Behema Temeya, it doesn't like to say it out clearly, Behema Temeya. It's not nice. The Pasuk says, Mena Behema Tehura, or Mena Behema Sherinema Tehura. The Torah talks nicely and just says, a Behema that's not Torah. If so, Begunus Tzadikim, Dibra Kosef, is it nice that the Torah should say, Leah's eyes were not so nice? It's not nice. The Torah wouldn't stand right to say that the eyes of Leah were weak and red, they're crying. Ella, what's the pshat in the pasuk for the machlokes? Hello, Rabbi Loza Gloza says, Shematneseha Ruches. The Lashon Enos Leah Rakos. Rakos doesn't mean sore from crying, but it means long. As if to say, out of her came Levi, which from Levi came to Kahanim, which to receive Matnes Kuna. So that's what the pasuk means. Eine Leah Rakos means the eyes are very long, means she received a lot of Matanis. Rav Omano. Le'erlem really rakis mamish. The pasuk means her eyes were really crying, were tearing, were red. And v'loy ganayula, it wasn't a ganay, it was something good for her. Why? Ela shavachula, there's a praise for her. the Masa Pashas Rochim, because really Leah heard where people talk in the middle of the street, in the main street, that Ben Yodim Shoy Yoimrim, listen, Shnei Bonim Yeshto the Rivka. Rivka has two children, two sons, Esav and Yaakov. Shtei Bonis Yeshto the Lovin. Lovin has two daughters, Rochel and Leah. So people were saying, you should know, what kind of Shaduchim is going to go on now? Kedai lo legodol, that Leah is going to get married to Esav, or Ketan and Rochel, Lekot will get married to Yaakov. That's what Leah heard. Okay, well, maybe it's okay. So what did Leah do? Voice so Yosheva Zapashat Rochim, she went out right to sitting in the highway, in the main street, Umashelis, and she asked around, Godol Ma Maisav, what's with the oldest son of Rivka? What type of a boy is he? Like, you know, would he be a good husband for me or not? What type of a guy is he? The answer back, you want to know about Esav? Ish Ra, he's a bad man who, Melastim Bruyas, he robs, Melastim Bruyas, he robs, he's a bad man. Then she asked around, Kotan my Maisav, what about the youngest son of Lovin? What about Yaakov? On that they said back, Ish Tom, Yoshev Aholim. So now she felt terrible, Leah. Except to say, she's getting the real raw deal. She's going to get the bad one, and my youngest sister will get the good one. So Bahoisa Boicha, she started to cry about that, Leah. Chenosra Reisa Enev, Enev, until the eyelids fell out. Finally, that's what the prophet says. Fayar Hashem kisnu Leah, that Hashem saw that Leah was like hated, and that's why she gave birth. Fred Gemara, my snua. What does it mean to say that Leah was hated? Elaine, if you want to tell me snua mahamish that really she was hated by Yaakov, so is it nice that Torah should say that? Efsha bignus beimet tzmel bibra kosev, bignus tzadikim bibra kosev. The Torah doesn't say a bad word about a behemoth tzmeya. Is he going to say a bad word about a tzadikus? Ella rather like this. Roa kodesh bochu sheshnuyin maisav esa befneho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Leah hated the actions of Esav. That's what Hashem saw. Hashem saw the way Leah was crying so much because she thought maybe she'll have to marry Esav. And since she heard Esav was so bad, she was crying about all those bad actions. So because of that, that was the rachmah that Hashem had upon her, and therefore, Vayiftach es rachmah. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up her womb that she gave birth first. So that's why she was zeicha to have children, to have Reuven first. But really, Rochel was supposed to. And why did she get the Bechor back later? Because of its tznius. For the Gemara, my tzniusa, what was the special action, hoisabob Rochel, what was the special action of modesty that Rochel had? The Pesach says like this, Vayaged Yaakov leRochel. When Yaakov first met Rochel, he said to Rochel, Ki achi avihu, Shno, I'm the brother of your father. Freti Gemara, v'chi ben Rivkahu, was he really the brother of a father? V'loi ben achais avihu, he was like the son of his father's sister. Not the son, not the brother of his father. He wasn't the brother of Lovin. He was the son of Rivka, the father's sister. Ela rather, Yaakov went to say like this, Elo Omalo, Minsof Asli, Yaakov said right away to Rochel when he met her, marry me. Omrulay, so Rochel said back to Yaakov, in, yes, I would like to. Miri Shino Abba Ramoyu, my father Lovin is a trickery guy. But Lo Yechotelay, you won't be able to get me from him. I'm telling you right now, you won't get him, you won't get me. Omalo, marry me, Yusa. So Yaakov said back to her, what's the trickery about your father? Omrulay, he'll say like this. That Isli Achto de Kashishiminoi. Listen, I have an older daughter, Leah. For Loy Mintsavali Makma, and he's looking to say later, he'll tell you that I don't marry you off my younger daughter before I marry off my older daughter. Oh my law, so on this Yaakov said back to Rachel, don't worry. Ochiv Anibra Moyes. I'm your father's brother means with trickery. That means I could act ganz fine back to him also. Same way he acts, I could act also. Good kash omelay. So Rochel said back to Yaakov, "Umisharulu litzadika the saguya baramusa. But you're a tzaddik. I heard about you, Yaakov. You're a big tzaddik. Are you allowed to talk back trickery? Trickery, like you're saying to my father, you're going to also act trickery. Are you allowed to do that? Who are you a tzaddik? Tosant omal. So in Yaakov, he answered back, "Yes, I'm allowed to." The pasuk says in Shmuel, it says, "Im nova titovo." If the person you're handling with is an honest person, you have to be honest with him. But v'im ikesh, if he's a crooked guy, titapol, you could be crooked to him also. So then Yaakov had a heta tack crooked back to Laban. So what did Yaakov do? So Mosa lo simonim, he gave over simonim to Rachel. In other words, he knew that right now Laban is saying, okay, Yaakov, you want to marry Rachel, gesundheit. But Yaakov was afraid that the night of the chasman, like it happened, that Laban's not going to give him Rachel, give a Leah. So Yaakov wanted to make sure he gave special simonim over to Rachel. So when they come into the chasna, Rachel will tell over those simonim, they'll know if it's really Rachel or not. Ki komayo lola Leah. So what happened is that the Ramai Laban, he went out and took Leah. So when Rachel saw that Lamaisa Lamaisa, Leah was the one that was being taken into the chasna. So Sofra Leah thought to herself like this, listen, Hashto Michsafo Achtoi, my daughter, my sister Rachel, my sister Leah is going to become very embarrassed because she's getting married to him. And tonight when they go into the room together, Yaakov's going to ask her for the simonim and she's not going to have it. So Yaakov's going to know she's not Rachel, she'll be very embarrassed. So Rachel felt bad for her sister Leah. Therefore, Mesatinu Nalo, you know what Rachel did? Rachel gave over those special simonim, special signs to her sister Leah. Therefore, at night time, after the chasna, when Yaakov went into the room, it was dark, so he asked her, are you Rachel? She said, yes, give me the simonim, and she gave back the simonim. V'hainu d'chsiv, that's what the pasuk says, that v'hi ba'boikev, first came in the morning, v'hin hi Leah, then she was Leah. Michlal d'yad hashto lav Leahi. Mashma, at night time, Yaakov did not realize that she was Leah. At night time, Imamish thought she was Rachel. Rachel had simonim. The pshat is Rachel gave her over the simonim. That was the tznius. Elamitoch simonim shemosel Yaakov Rachel. Umasati laleya lehevi yoda lead dehevi deushata. She didn't know until that time. So that's why, because of the tznius, this great maisa of chesed that Rachel did to her sister, she was zeicha to get back the bechira. That's where later Yaakov gave the bechira back to Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. You tell me 70 nefesh came down to Mitzrayim. There were 70. But the protom atamoitza shivim chos rechid. If you count how many people came down to Mitzrayim, really it was only 69. What's going on here? Omalei said to him, one teretz was two mahoisim dina. When they gave birth, when Yaakov gave birth to Dina, they were twins. That's how you have 70. They see the pasuk says, V'yes Dina bitoy, Dina's bitoy. So it says V'yes. The V'es means there was a twin born also. For the Gemara Elamiyatir, so two Moisim Binyamin, there should be a twin born with Binyamin also. They see the pasuk says by Binyamin also, V'es Binyamin, Achiv Ben Imai, says Lashon.